My name is Giselle and I'm 17 years old. Today is the 6th of December 2017 and I'm speaking with my dad, Byron Garcia. We are recording this interview in the suburbs of Boston, Massachusetts. My grandparents are Colombian and migrated to the US in the early 60s. My dad was born in New York but grew up in Colombia. He is currently an adult and child psychiatrist and his practice includes clinical and administrative responsibilities. In this interview, I'll ask him about his early experiences. Tell me about where you grew up. What were the people like?
I grew up in a very small town in Colombia, and what I remember was that everybody was incredibly warm and friendly, and they seemed to know each other, and they were very supportive. And every day just felt like you were in a big extended family everywhere that you went.
A lot of the people in your town are actually extended family, though, right?
Yes, that's true.
You dominated the town.
What I can tell you is that my grandfather's family had been there for decades, and his last name, everybody with the same last name was belonged to the same family.
What traditions were typical of a Colombian's everyday life?
I think something that perhaps you might find interesting is the fact that people didn't work for the whole day in the same place. Everybody worked from around 8 in the morning until 12 noon, and then they would stop, and then they would go back home and have lunch, and they would have what they call a siesta, which is actually sort of a nap. And they were able to sleep for about an hour before they went back to work again, like around 2 in the afternoon.
How often did people drink coffee?
Oh, throughout the day, they would drink coffee like every 2 hours.
How was your school experience?
My school experience was not very happy, unfortunately, I have to say. I was very shy, I was a very good student, I was not very outgoing. And in Colombia, it was not uncommon that when kids were not good students, that they were held back, which meant that in the same class, you could have kids with different ages. And not surprisingly, older kids usually bully the younger kids. And because I was very young in every class and I was like a good student, I was an easy target.
How dangerous was the country at the time? Do you have any examples?
Sadly, the country was quite dangerous. The have-nots were usually much more, or many more, I'm sorry, than the people who have means. So they usually were able to take advantage of the people who didn't have a way how to defend by themselves against the other people. So it was not unusual that well-to-do people were victims of petty crime or even more serious things like being the victims of bombs in the streets or just random acts of violence.
What did you personally see?
Well, when I was 5 years old, I was almost kidnapped. And then when I went to college, it was not unusual to see people in the streets who have been shot. And because I was in medical school, I had to take care of some of those people who had been victims of violence.
When you went to the US, how did you earn money?
Well, when I came to the US, I wanted to continue working in the hospital just like I did in Colombia, and it took me about 3 months to finally find a job. And the family I was staying with, they were gracious enough and nice enough to allow me to stay there until I was able to pay back rent. And as soon as I started working as a lab technician, I was able to pay what I owed and to have enough funds for my expenses.
How much money did you come with?
I only came to the US with about $500, which pretty much was like my grandmother's inheritance from my grandfather and some other money that was able to be available to me from a distant uncle.
Where did you live when you moved to the US, and how was that experience?
I initially moved to a neighborhood in New York City called Woodside. And of course, I had to settle for that because it was what was available to me. However, it was not ideal because it had its own dangers. It was not the safest place either. And it was not very comfortable. I was only renting a room in the place where I was staying.
How were you able to start your residency in the U.S.?
Well, when you have graduated as a physician in a different country, you need to pass certain tests in order to be able to start a residency in the United States. I knew that before I came to the U.S., so as soon as I got here, I was able to get the books and to study really hard for the tests, and I was able to pass what was required for me to start a residency here.
How did you find, how did you get the opportunity to start your residency?
I was working in a hospital, which was part of Albert Einstein School of Medicine in the Bronx. And one of my friends who I met in the hospital was already a resident in their pediatrician's program. And he had some personal issues and he had to leave the program. So I knew that there was a spot available at the time. And because I had already passed my test, I was able to go and meet with the chief of the department. And I was fortunate enough that I was given the opportunity to start right and there my first year of residency in pediatrics.
So what was your residency like?
Well, I have two different experiences. My initial one was in New York as a pediatrics resident. And that one was very tough because at the time, New York was going through serious health issues, substance abuse issues. And unfortunately, many, many children were sort of victims of this type of situation or condition. And also because New Yorkers are very much aggressive people and not necessarily very polished. So my first year of residency was incredibly difficult. However, I was able to transfer as a second year for adult and child psychiatry at the University of Pittsburgh. And the Midwest has a completely different cultural type of experience, and people from there were incredibly laid back and nice and supportive. So once I was able to start my residency program in Pittsburgh, my life completely changed, and I was able to enjoy my experience much more.
What led to your eventual success?
Well, I think that there's a very serious shortage of child psychiatrists in the United States, and because that was the specialty that I chose, when I graduated, I was able to find very quickly a place where I wanted to work and where I wanted to settle down, and I got a very good opportunity when I was looking for a job. Once I graduated, and I came to Boston 20 years ago, and since then I have had many different wonderful opportunities in this area.
Thank you for sharing your story with me.
You're very welcome.